This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Happy Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
I'm excited.
Why?
I thought you'd forgotten how to have a conversation then.
No.
You normally ask someone when they say I'm excited, you go, yeah. Are you? Why?
Yeah.
I'm feeling better heading into the weekend. I was sick my whole working week and now I'm feeling good heading into the weekend.
It usually doesn't work like that. It usually goes the opposite.
I know.
You get sick going into the weekend.
Well,
that's great.
I should have chucked a sickie, shouldn't I?
Yes.
I really didn't maximise
that
this week. Let's
both take the week off next week.
When we're feeling well. That's how you should take a sickie, when you're feeling well, so that you can actually do something with your day.
Absolutely.
Now, I take slight offence that I'm not a part of your book club, Tommy Little, that you have with our entire team. But that's okay, because I have my own book club with myself. And at the moment, my book club is reading a book called Your Own Kind of Girl. And it is a memoir by ARIA award-winning, Logie-nominated, all-round superstar Claire Burdidge. Would you welcome her to the studio?
Thank you so much. I will join your book club.
Oh, thank you. What, we'll read your book together?
That'd be weird, actually. Let's not. But I could support you. I could bring you cups of tea.
Oh,
I think that would make it a club.
More than my team does. Anyway, I, at the moment, cannot put your book down, along with the likes of some incredible people in the front. I love how normally authors get just a few people to do the little preface in their book, just one or two. You've gone, you know what, any famous person I know, why not? I'd whack in Bernard Fanning. I'd whack in Lee Sales. I'd whack in Cat Stewart.
It's a
I'd whack in Jim Miller.
Thank you so, so
it's
much.
Extraordinary.
Look, it's extraordinary and it's very kind of them to bother to read it through, in a slightly earlier draft and to, you know, share what they thought. So that was very kind.
Well, I know why they've read it through, because it is extraordinary, and I'm guessing it was quite hard to write, was it?
Yeah, it had some challenges. The reason Carrie would say that is because it's about one of the most difficult times in my life, and the story of how I got through it, and the story of how, if I did get through it, I promised myself I'd write the book of it. So it's not about the things that, if you do know my music, you might have seen me do publicly. It's really about, how do we tell a better story about ourselves to ourselves? How do we live our big fat dreams and recover, I guess, tame our inner critic and recover from our self-doubt, which I think all of us have.
I really feel like you need to go on like a tour, Oprah style, because I'd be buying all the self-help books you put out.
You
because
are
at
awesome.
The end of the chat on the project the other night, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go and take them all on. Yeah. You're so empowering. But
thanks for saying that. I am actually going out on tour all around Australia with some great, you know, great women that we all love and know. So I'll be out there. I've only got one book though. And I've just only
got
one thing. I feel like after this one I might have a little lie down for a little while.
How dare you. But the beginning of this book does start, it painfully recounts the death of your sister Rowena, who passed away when she was 5. And there are the obvious pains that brings to a family. But what struck me was the things that I'd never even thought about, the impact it could have on you as a child and going forward for the rest of your life, that aren't the obvious things that people associate with grief.
We talk about them here as two adults who are, you know, have experienced some difficult things, and we all will. And we talk about it now from a perspective of having processed that. But at the time, I really didn't understand it. Why was I so hungry all the time? Because eating made me feel really, really sad. And, you know, my sister was unwell for quite a long time. There was a lot of love and fun in between all of that with us all coming together with her. But she lived in the children's hospital. And one of the things that made me feel really, really safe was food, you know. And I just happened, unlike my other siblings, I happened to be one of these people whose body went, food, we're going to survive, we're going to hang on to it. And it did, you know. So I was quite a big kid. And this story really asks the question about, is it us who counts ourselves out, or is it society? What are the parts where we're told by society, if you're different, you know, if you're big, if you're from a different nationality or so on, or a different gender, where do we belong? And are we allowed to boldly say, well, I belong wherever I want to belong, you know? And it sounds idealistic when I say that, but I really wanted to encourage people to know that we can tell ourselves a different story about ourselves if we want to. The way my life began and the way my life rolled out in my early and late teens and 20s, I certainly didn't think I'd be in a studio with this book that's just unbelievable to me. It's just become a bestseller. I mean, what the hell? That was out of my realm of consciousness. But I learnt how to ask myself better questions and I got good help when I needed it.
I've only ever known you as the most, and I think you're a perfect, you're radiant. I think it's
Tommy did say that to me before you walked in. He said she was glowing the other night on the project.
I think it's the most apt description of you.
I'm schwitzing now, guys, when I tell you. Light sweat on the brow.
I mean, you are in our cupboard here that has got no air con, so apologies for that.
It's an honour.
Have you always been like that, even when you had inner turmoil going on? Or, like, did you learn to separate those? Or did something change in your life?
I think I'm a natural-born entertainer, and when you are a child who's grown up in quite a complicated emotional situation where someone you love has died, you do your best, and we all did our best, and I, you know, as human beings, we do our best to bring light and bring joy and, you know, enjoy and bring pleasure to our lives. But I think it can become a front sometimes. Mm. It's a handy tool as an entertainer. But in order to write this book, I had to sit back in a space where I was not confident, where I was still reliving what would now just be called stock standard, really acute anxiety, which I had in my 20s. And Tommy, I've got to tell you, I remember I was, you walk around in your PJs a little bit when you're an author. And I decided to venture
inside the house.
Inside, but I decided to venture out onto the street one day. And I remember bumping into you at a cafe. And it was a really gorgeous moment because I've been quite isolated in my little booth. And we were mainly just talking about you, Carrie. We got to have, in a good way, a moment of connection. And that really helped me to keep connecting back with friends and getting out into the world and thinking, the reason I've told this story, the difficult parts, is because we all go through them, and I think it's important to hear the minutiae of that and also how we get through it. Mm. You know, we need to know.
Because you
that
often
we
see people come
it.
Out the other side but never quite know what was going on while they were in that journey.
That's right. So I go in there.
One of the things that broke my heart but also made me realise the responsibility we all have just as not only humans but as broadcasters and all of that was the fact that as a parent, you know, you create this world for your kids and you believe that as long as you keep telling them how to think and feel and that they're beautiful, that they're loved, that they're safe, that they will feel that, you're saying, well, hang on, that's fine until you go outside in the outside world. And then every single person, whether it's a neighbour, the parents of another friend or something, can completely change what the base of what, you know, mum and dad have set up.
That's right. And the context that we walk through the world in is very important. So in particular, I think we're chatting there. There's a part in the book where I speak about my first experience of going on a very, very strict diet with a diet doctor when I was very young. And this was what everyone thought was the best thing at the time. I was big, I was teased, and I'd had enough of it, and my family wanted to support me. So I came back after the school holidays, very thin and very tall, and everyone treated me very, very differently. In fact, you know, there were lots of jokes about who's the new girl, and I got told for the first time in my life by a mother who wasn't my own mother, gosh, you're actually quite beautiful, you know, all these things. And it was people, to put it into context, it's people being kind, and it's people picking up the story that we have been fed in this society, that in order to succeed, we have to learn how to control our body size and our emotions and our aging. And that message is really useful when you're trying to sell the product and your product gives the answer. So I think being aware of the context into which we tell ourselves these stories, these secret inner stories about I have to be thin before I matter or I have to X, Y, and Z, that gives us some framework to battle it because we don't make up the stories on our own. Absolutely. We're clever, we've got a brain that wants us to survive and belong, and we pick up the messages that society gives us.
Well, we'd love to chat to you for hours, but before you go, because we can't, unfortunately, I know you have to apologise to your mum and dad. Is that right?
What have you done? Claire, what have you done?
I feel so incredibly terrible. On the project, we had about 3 minutes together to talk about a book that's taken me 20 years to write, and I was so honoured to have the opportunity to be on there. And I'm always a bit starstruck on your panel. That's the way it is, right? So I was trying to tell a story about my parents and how they had always told me that it's my insides that count, not my outsides. And then when I lost weight as a child, the world told me it was my outsides that count, not my insides. I was trying to say that both those things are true, but instead I slandered my darling parents and I said, my parents always taught me that it was my outsides that count, not my insides. Anyway, moving on. Good night. The horrific part is I didn't even really realise I'd done it until...
I didn't notice that you'd done it even.
You would have called me on it. I got a phone call from a family member going, oh my gosh. And I went, what? Did I do good? And they went, oh.
Your mum's vain. It's fine.
Yeah. So anyway, no. But I figure people know what I mean.
As in, no one even noticed on the panel because I think we knew exactly what you were trying to say.
Thank you for giving me the time to chat about it.
Absolutely delightful as you are without parents that are completely delightful. So
yeah, pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Congratulations on the book, everyone. If you need it for your book club, or if you don't have a book club like me, you can just read it on your own at night.
That could be your entry into our book club. You could buy us all copies for our book club.
Oh, well, there's a couple of free ones here.
For everyone else, though, Claire's memoir, Your Own Kind of Girl, it is out now. Grab it from any good bookstore. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, we are here for Tradie Baby Zipsters, now available at Big W and Best and Less. Tradie Baby, made tiny tough.
And the best thing about Tradie Baby Zipsters is there's one for every season. Like Addie wore her long ones with the itty bitty middies in winter, and now she's getting the legs out in summer.
Getting the pins out.
Getting the
pins
baby
out.
Baby
chubby pins.
Little chubby,
they're
yummy
so
ones
good.
That I can gnaw on.
Up next, because I think it's something that's going to be probably fun for me and not so fun for you.
I'm already regretting it. I think I suggested this segment and it's the one I dread the most.
Well, I think you thought it would be helpful giving me your phone to cull some contacts and find out who some people are that you don't even remember
their
names.
Because I have so many. I've just been meaning to do it. And as a busy mum, I just don't have time. So I thought, why not give it to Tommy to do?
You are such a busy mum. Oh, my God. Although you did tell me you went to the movies this morning and had a crop top. And you said you won two toys on the skill tester. And I said, how long did that take? You said 3 hours. Anyway, we're going through your phone next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we've done a rough estimate of the amount of contacts in your phone and 10,472 is what we've come up with.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot, but I'm a busy mum. I don't have time to cull them. Yes. I add, but I don't delete, which is a huge problem.
I'm going through your phone now and you've got Paula Abdul's number here.
Don't delete her.
It's an Australian number.
Is it?
Do you reckon it still works?
I don't know. I haven't ever called it.
Should we try and call it?
But I don't want to delete it. So if you call it, all that's going to happen is she's going to answer and she probably doesn't remember who I am.
Yeah, that sounds like great radio.
I mean, we did a show together, So You Think You Can Dance, 4 years ago. So
when's the next season of that coming back? We're pumping in Paul Abdul's number. Let's give it a crack here. Okay, that's been disconnected. Is that right? Yeah, okay, it's disconnected. So
I can delete that one?
Let's try
maybe
again.
She's
try one
blocked.
More time.
Yep, no, that's gone. Usually disconnected numbers don't work on the second time.
That's quite good. You've culled one of my 10,423 contacts.
This is good, though. I'm going to give...
Okay, good.
I'm going to give...
Who are you calling now?
Well, I'm going to just give a number.
No, you have to tell me before. No, because I'm not talking to people unless you tell me who I'm about to talk to.
Wow, that's the fun, because they're in your phone book, so you must know them. So naturally, you'll be able to recognise their voice, right? You talk.
I don't know who the person is. Is it a woman or a man?
You have to say they're on air.
Who's it, woman or man?
I don't know.
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message.
Well, I don't know what I'm
sent as an audio message.
Leave a message.
But who do?
Call Carrie Bickmore.
No.
Carrie Bickmore. From the project and from Hit Network.
Stop.
Call her back. Got it.
Who was that? Who was that?
I don't know.
This makes me feel sick.
I've got another number for you. You can guess who this is because...
Oh, God. Am I
talking to you? Do you reckon they'll know you? You're talking about your phone.
Depends how old the number is.
It's your phone. They've got to tell them they're on air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Say.
Hi.
Say. Just talk with me. It's Carrie Bickmore.
Carrie Bickmore?
Yeah.
Is this a prank?
No.
Is it Carrie Bickmore?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
Does it work? Who's this?
Oh, it's Carrie and Tommy here. Sorry, we've just been calling numbers from Carrie's phone and she's saying, Carrie, why aren't you talking? Carrie, do you know who this is?
I know Carrie,
So you do know, you
does
do
she
know
remember
Carrie?
Me?
I don't know. How long's it been since Carrie's called you?
Oh, 6 years maybe? 6 years.
Wow. 7 years. Okay. Thank you so much for taking part. I'll tell her to call you more often. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Pickers, where have you gone?
I don't know who that was, but we're never doing this segment ever again.
Too bad.
I can't cope.
Well, we've got it penciled in for Monday and Tuesday.
No, we can't. I think let's do your contacts instead.
For Wednesday and Thursday. We can go through my contacts.
Mum, let's see. You think I'm being crazy. Let's see how it feels when the shoe's on the other foot.
Okay. Well, you want to do that Monday?
Yeah.
Can't go any worse than that just went.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
R&B Fridays Live returns this November with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent and more. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
Same, same, but backwards.
It's your primitive is when yet.
Still
I'm not gonna
12
go well.
A piece.
Oh, hey, I'm not going to go well.
Buzzy,
this week I've been sick.
You know what you're looking at right now.
A winner?
The future leader of Same Same Backwards.
He's looking at me, though.
Oh, damn it. I thought he had two wonky eyes.
Well, I mean, who knows how today's going to go. Last week, you guys weren't too happy that I played a song from the Sex and the City soundtrack that we don't play on the radio. So all the songs that we have in Same Same But Backwards today have been on our show within the last 2 weeks. Shall we start with song number one?
Yep.
Here we go.
Tommy.
Oh.
I know it. Can I hear it again, Buzz?
Nah, you've already buzzed in. Sorry, bro. It's not as easy without Carrie singing it for you, is it?
No, it's actually not. But it's great, and I'm so glad you've asked me.
You love the beginning where the guy, says.
Yeah. Yes, I just.
You're supposed
Medusa.
To be competing against him.
It's Medusa down.
Nah.
Oh!
Is it Medusa piece of your heart?
Oh. It is!
Yes!
Did I give you Medusa then?
You did.
Damn it!
I knew the song, but I didn't know who sang it.
Oh, curses!
1-0 to Carrie. Here's song number two.
Carrie. Oh. Work It.
I'm going to buzz you out on the title alone.
No, let her guess the artist. It's just work, isn't it?
Who sings it?
All right, it's Beyonce.
Oh, mate.
Damn it.
Kelly Rowland.
Who is it?
Work.
Damn.
All right.
Drat. Sugar.
Song three.
Butternut. Pumpkin.
Here we go.
Tommy. Whenever, wherever, ever, Shakira.
All right, one each, two to go.
Yes, I'm back.
Here's song number four. Carrie's in.
Oh,
stay out of it, Sonda.
It is thong
Buzzer
song.
Out. But stay out of it, Sonda.
Bye.
Stay out of it. Don't worry. Buzzer out.
Give her a bit of time. Hang on. Let her think.
Buzzer out. That's so long.
I'm so sick that my
brain's
so long.
Three, two.
Shaggy.
It is Thong Song, Cisco.
It is. Last week's booty drop.
Pink Lady, I'm back.
You are back.
All right, so it is 2-1 to Tommy. Tommy, you get this, you win. Carrie, you get this. It goes to another draw. Here is song number five. Tommy, to be ahead for the first time this whole year.
Ed Sheeran and Khalid, Beautiful People.
It is!
Yeah! Granny Smith,
from behind.
Go!
All right, another draw. Stays 12 all for the year.
Pickles.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
You know when couples start dressing together?
No.
You know, it's a thing.
Oh, when they're old. Yeah. That's my dream, actually. Matching, like, plaid kind of suits and hats.
And comfy shoes.
Yeah.
Comfy shoes that you could put on yours or your hubby's, either or. They're slippers, so as long as you're the same size.
So good.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you and Chris have started doing.
My best friend, your partner
in crime. BFF, my partner, Chris. I've noticed
I'm not wearing chinos.
He does love a chino.
He loves a pant.
He looks good in a chino, though.
Oh,
chino
can wear
really,
a slack.
Yeah.
My God.
How funny is the word slack?
Slack, yeah. No one's ever said the sentence, did you see that young guy in slacks?
How hot did his slacks look?
Oh, who's the hottie? The guy in slacks. It's very, the boss is wearing slacks.
The boss is always wearing slacks.
Yeah.
And your grandpa.
And he has to ask, babe, is this like a casual thing or should I wear a pair of slacks?
Anyway, Chris has started. You know, I say to him, he does his sneaky workouts at work, right?
Yes, you actually said it with quite a lot of fury in your voice.
One of the ways I worked out that he was doing his sneaky workouts was he was leaving home every day with a rolly suitcase.
Yeah.
So a little, you know, one of those little suitcases, carry-on suitcases with wheels. And he'd wheel it down the driveway. And I think he's not catching a flight today. Why has he got his suitcase with him? And after a couple of weeks of him taking his rolly suitcase everywhere, I discovered when he'd empty it at the end of the day that that's what he was taking his gym gear to work with. And he ditched the gym bag and was now taking his rolly suitcase everywhere.
Yeah.
I thought, weird. Little quirky thing he does along with the slacks, but I love him for it.
Yeah.
Right? And then last night you were taking me to a concert and on the way we left the project.
Wheels down.
And you got your little rolly suitcase.
Yeah.
And you rolled it along the car. I said, what's that? And you said, oh, it's just this new thing I've tried.
Yeah.
Taking your gym gear. In your rolly suitcase.
My gym bag's ripped, and so I just grabbed a bag, and it's my little rolly suitcase. And so it always looks like, you said, like I'm travelling or like a stripper.
Do strippers bring along rolly suitcases?
You know how they've always got the big burly guy with them that has the rolly suitcase?
No, I haven't
neither.
Been around them often.
I didn't know that either. I wasn't aware either. Let's
What's
just say travelling.
What's the burly guy doing? Is he protection?
I think, I don't know. I regret bringing that up. I look like a traveller.
You do look like a traveller.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, a cool traveller. I actually got asked twice today on the way in here, where are you going?
Been? Yeah, exactly. And I think that's because wheelie suitcases should be for the tarmac and the tarmac only.
I think a bag's a bag and it's fine.
No, I
don't. You know
don't.
Where it is great? I get cabs, bang, like that, because they always
think
I'm going
to
the airport. Yeah.
Well, Chris says it makes the ride on the train easier because you're putting it standing up next to you rather than over your shoulder and banging people every time you move around, right? No, I'm not into it.
I'm a wheelie guy.
I think, especially if you're not wearing a suit, I think a wheelie suitcase goes well with a pair of slacks or a suit. But for you, it's just got your ripped, and your ripped jeans and your wheelie suitcase. Anyway, I think it's odd. I think it's weird.
So what, are you saying I have to stop?
Well, I think we put it to the people. I mean, don't do anything just because of me.
I mean,
Chris should because of me, but you shouldn't. you have rights over your own life, unlike him.
People.
You can do what you want to do.
Your eyes say otherwise. Buzzy, bang off a tune. We'll come back and we'll put it at the people.
All right.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So Tommy and his BFF, my partner Chris, have started a new trend. They've ditched the gym bag and they're now rocking around their gym clothes in a wheelie suitcase.
Yep. Wheelie boys.
They permanently look like they've just come off or about to catch a flight.
Yeah. Did Chris do it because he heard I was doing it? Did rumour get round town?
To be fair.
Or the weapons wheeling?
He was the trendsetter.
Oh,
he's been doing he's been doing this for months. You've just started.
No, that's not true.
No, he has been doing it for months.
Do
you know how I know he's been doing it for months? Because every time I go to use the wheelie suitcase to actually catch a flight, it stinks of BO because he's had all his gym gear in it all day.
Do you guys share the same wheelie suitcase? What if you're both travelling?
Well, we've got a couple.
Why don't you use the other one?
Because he rotates. Depending on what day, he might take a different one.
He's going through all your wheelie. He is a trendsetter. I'm not doing that. Buzzy, is it okay for me to use a wheelie suitcase?
See, I don't like it because I think one of the advantages of having a gym bag is everyone knows that you've either been to the gym or you're going to the gym and you get those brownie points.
Yes, right.
So I think you lose all that and you look like an idiot.
But I get the prestige of a traveller.
But then do you walk into a gym or do you, what do you do with
it? With
your
wheelie suitcase.
With your wheelie suitcase.
Do you pretend you've just come off a flight when you're walking into the gym?
I do go to the gym with my wheelie suitcase.
That's so weird.
It fits in a locker. It's fine. But I wheel it into the change room.
You're just zipping it open and flopping it out. And then
it's also weird because if I've come from doing the project, I go to the gym and I've got a full face of makeup but a wheelie suitcase. And they are like,
think
this
you're a stripper.
Yeah. This stripper's gone too hard on the tan. Marshwa, am I okay to use a wheelie suitcase?
Well, I was just thinking there's one other category of person that uses a wheelie suitcase.
And legend.
The women who run Tupperware parties.
Oh, I could be an Amcal lady. I love it.
Yes.
That's not bad. I could be running a Ponzi scheme. Yeah. That's fun.
Imagine if you rocked up to my Tupperware party.
Ladies, gather round.
I would love
Hang
you
on,
to host
do you have a Tupperware party?
No. What do you mean? I was
imagining rocked
it.
Up to my Tupperware party. The guy with slacks answers the door. Step on in, ladies. Okay, so...
Wouldn't that be fun, right?
Yeah.
You have a party. The guy rocks up with a suitcase. You don't know if he's going to strip or pull out Tupperware.
The poor guy gets so embarrassed. He goes, ladies, I know you wanted reusable airtight containers, but I've got a selection of G-bangers.
I've got a whole lot of different plastics
I don't
that
have
I'm going
to
show
go home.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Who wants to kick it off this week?
I feel like Buzzy. Buzzy, do you...
I'm happy to kick it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, this week I am raw because someone I had confidence in was you, Carrie Bickmore, always having my back.
No. I do.
But I feel like this week you stitched me up when you told me to bring a bit of music knowledge, my own little bit of content to the show, and this is how it went.
Best song we're playing at the moment.
It is a tune.
Absolutely. That is Regard. It is called Ride It. Thought I'd bring a bit of music knowledge to the show real quickly. This song, one of the biggest songs in the world right now, is actually a remix of a Jay Sean song from 2007.
No way.
That's the original.
What's going on? Mate, you know send that? That to Ash London.
No, I... Okay. He told
Why would
me
I send
fact,
it to Ash London?
He told me that fact the other day and I said...
You're on
here. It was really interesting. And I've he's going to ring it the next time we play the song.
I've even made myself an opener. Buzz's musical fact. There we go. Anytime I bring some music knowledge, that's what's going
to
play.
When you don't come to the meeting, we plan stuff.
I was in the meeting.
No, not when we talked about that.
When was that?
We have an after meeting after the meeting.
Is it where you look at the show that's planned out and you go, how can we screw this? Buzz.
Yeah, sometimes just adding layers, you know. It's about layers.
I do like the layers.
It's like spring, you know. You need layers.
Yes. Should we go to the calls or, Buzzy, do you want to give us some more trivia?
Yeah, I've got some coming up later in the show when we play Post Malone by Sam Felt, but stick around. That's on the way.
Thanks, Buzz.
Okay.
You know what I just realised as well, listening back to that for the first time? You sighed before I even brought my music fact.
Because we were in the middle of doing something and you just started talking heaps and I was so confused.
Buzz, when I was at the supermarket yesterday, ladies were coming up to me. Oh, my God, I had no idea that Ride It was an old song.
I know. My DMs are full.
Until Buzz told me.
That's what I like to hear.
How was your week, Tommy?
Oh, my week was great. I'm wrapped, guys, because I learned something. And as you guys know, I'm all about learning. I think as we learn new things, we develop and we grow as people. And this week, I learned that when I look down at the phone screen that we have and when it says no next to a caller's name, this week I learned that maybe that's an instruction not to take that call.
Is there anyone else we can get across?
What about the one that says no next to their name? Should we take them?
Okay, let's go to Tanika.
Tanika, what do you want for dinner?
I just want McDonald's, please.
What?
Have I taken the one that said no next to it? I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah, you live, you learn.
Was that the highlight of your week, you reckon?
No, mine was Buzz's music trivia, but he did that first.
I mean, I wouldn't put that on your sizzle reel if you're entering any awards.
Oh, I haven't got anything else. That's it. That is my whole sizzle reel.
Carrie, what about you? You've had a big week.
Oh, I've had a shocker. I reckon I've been the worst broadcaster on Australian radio this week.
I've really enjoyed it.
I'm so sick. I mean, at the start of the week, high on Sudafed, and I've ended the week with a smashed head. So it's been a real whirlwind.
So you're raw or you're wrapped?
Uh-oh. The black lungs kicked in.
You can't make me laugh.
I wasn't even looking at you.
And I'm so sick.
You've gone and broke into the medicine cabinet and wolfed down all the cold and flu tablets. Now someone's a bit unhinged on air.
I'm not sure. What do we do? And I'm so sick.
Belle just texted me and told me I have to Uber at home. Why am I Ubering at home?
I'm actually genuinely worried about you, Carrie.
Why?
Because you're not normal today.
Why can't I drive?
How many cold and
why can't I drive?
I've actually heard you sound less drunk when you're drunk.
I don't give a
sh**. And I'm so sick, so, so sick. Oh, now she's rocked her head back. And that sound you can hear is Carrie slapping her thigh like a real, real troubled unit. Said I'm
so sick. Hey, Hughie.
This will be fun. Stay tuned.
Stop it.
All right. So why can't I turn off the radio?
I mean, but I'm here. Some of your finest.
And I'm still sick. In fact, I think if you put a pillow under my head, I could sleep for the entire weekend till we were back on air on Monday. I'm so tired.
Buzzy, did you bring a pillow?
I'll just use Buzz.
Oh. All right. That's nice.
It means you're cuddly.
What? You're cuddly.
That's never a compliment. Anyway, Hughesy with Everly. Up
Buzz,
next to drive
Buzz,
you home.
Less talking and come over here and lie down so Carrie and I can sleep on
you. Bye, everybody.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.